Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Captain Mike, good morning. All this talk about spinning reels, what's your favorite? Now, I'm not talking about the one for your customers that needs to be simple and durable. I'm talking about one for Mike Gallo's personal use.
Well, Don, I actually use the same reels for myself and my clients, and I use the Fluger Supreme in the 3000 series, and I also have a few of the Penn Battles, but my go-to is the Fluger Supreme. Been using that one for many years.
What is it you like about it?
It's relatively small. It's got a pretty smooth drag. Very durable. I don't have any problems with them. And, you know, as from a guide's perspective, once you decide on a reel that you like, and over the years you accumulate them, if one of them breaks down, it becomes parts for the rest of them. So I got a 5-gallon bucket full of them that I have acquired over the over the years. Somebody will drop one or step on it, or, you know, you'll have a failure, a spring or something. But it's just been my go-to for many years, and hopefully Fluger continues to make it because I like it.
Very good. Well, Mike, where have you been using your Flugers lately? This was a crazy week, man. We had some, like, 80-degree weather, and, you know, now we're getting rain and temperature dropping, up and down type stuff. What you doing, and what are the fish doing?
It has been an up-and-down week, Don. I would say the best bet, and what's worked for us recently, has been live shrimp, either on the bottom in some of the deeper holes. The further you get away from the Pearl River and the Lake Catherine area, the water will get cleaner. You can run down the intercoastal waterway down towards the wall, by UB Avenue area, and the water will clean up as you get further from the Pearl River. But the bayous that have grass in them, you can fish along the edges of those grass with a popping cork, and the bass have been plentiful. Lots of nice marsh bass. If you do stop and want to fish the bottom in some of the intersections, two bayous coming together, or a hard turn in a bayou where it's deep, the freshwater catfish have been relatively plentiful. And those have been our go-to recently.
Mike, I got a coincidentally, you mentioned the wall. I got this in from Sherman in Covington. He wants to know exactly where's the wall located. It's sometimes referred to as the hospital wall. I don't know how it got that name, hospital wall, but it's over there near the Bayou Bienvenue area. Tell people how would you describe to get there and find it?
Now, Don, the hospital wall is in Lake Pontchartrain, not very far from the mouth of Wrigley's Pass along that eastern shoreline.
Yeah, that's and where all back, that the bunch of rocks and junk and stuff in there, that's the hospital wall. But the wall you're talking about is not that same one.
You're talking about the floodgate structure down close to Bayou B Avenue.
Right, right. I think he said sometimes it's called the hospital wall. I don't know if he's got the two confused or it's the hospital wall he's looking for. That's the one over by the Wrigley's.
Yeah, hospital wall is over by the Wrigley's. And from what I understand, when Fort Pike was being built across from Fort Pike in Lake Pontchartrain, there was going to be a hospital because back in those days they quarantined. And by the time Fort Pike was completed, it was obsolete because they had discovered rifling in the barrels of the cannons, and they could shoot much further. So those old forts were no longer in use, and the hospital, only the foundation was built at that time, and they just stopped and didn't build the hospital. So it's just the foundation, and some old-timers would call it the foundation. And nowadays, if you look on the standard map, that area right close to where Wrigley's and Lake Pontchartrain come together is called Hospital Wall. Now, the Chalmette Wall is way down by Bayou B Avenue, where the Intercoastal Waterway and the Mystigo intersect. And that wall is a flood protection for hurricane surge.
Got it. Yeah, thanks for the history lesson on the hospital wall. I always wondered why they call it, because I know there was no hospital there where that is, but it's a pretty good fishing spot. I've pulled a few fish out of there. I think I fished there several times with Dudley, and, you know, it's a little tricky there. You're going to lose some tackle when you fish around there because there's a lot of stuff down there on the bottom. But hopefully we got Sherman taken care of on two walls. We got the big wall down at Chalmette and the hospital wall over there by Pontchartrain. All right, Mike, great. What about the bridges? Somebody asking about the bridges that span Lake Pontchartrain, I-10, twin spans. Anything going on there? I guess bottom fish, well, huh?
Right, exactly. With the high winds we've had some days and the high river and an incoming tide, some of those areas have some dirty water. Mostly we have north and west winds this time of year. So by the time you get away from the dirty water, you're usually where it might have some pretty heavy wave action. But if you do get to the bridges on a calm day, there's the usual suspects. The black drum, the occasional redfish, still have the freshwater catfish, and maybe even the occasional trout, although they've been hard to come by recently.
Got it. Mike, any other suggestions if somebody's headed out? You know, we're going to be looking at some probably dirty water with this wind switch that's going to take place for the next couple of days. What can you suggest?
Well, I can tell you that Wrigley's Marina does have some live shrimp and a popping cork. If your water temperatures are in the upper 50s, you can fish maybe 3 feet under a popping cork, and that cork will really call fish from a pretty good distance. So you're fishing a much larger area. If the water is stained, the sound from the cork will help the fish find you while you're trying to find them.
All right. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, Mike, and find out about availability coming up for some late winter or early springtime fishing and availability at Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge, we got you on my website. Tell them about your site and your phone number.
Well, Don, you can find me at aaofla.com. We're at Angling Adventures of Louisiana on Facebook. And the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, thank you so much, my friend. And also, again, thanks for the history lesson on the hospital wall. We'll check in with you next week.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.